I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. 30 artists and creative writers from Indiana University and the Bloomington community have collaborated on an art installation that explores the cultural, social, and economic complexity of Bloomington's thriving business district. Two of the people who organized it are Sarah Brooks and Kristen Carlson, and they're my guests today. Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself and what area of art do you work in?
Well, currently I am a third-year master's student at IU studying photography.
And that's it?
That's about it.
Where are you from?
Originally I'm from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm here in Indiana.
Where'd you do your undergrad?
I did my undergraduate at the University of Oklahoma in Norman.
Mm-hmm. What brought you to Bloomington?
Actually, my former professor studied here and did his master's at IU and suggested that I look at the program, and they offered me a really great deal to come here, so I took it.
Well, we're benefiting from it. And Kristen, where are you from?
I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, and DeKalb, Illinois. I got a BFA in photography from Rhode Island School of Design, and I came here 3 years ago to get my MFA in printmaking.
And what brought you to IU, to Bloomington?
Well, I was familiar with the school from when I was younger, growing up in Illinois. Some of my friends had gone here for undergrad, so I was familiar with the program, and I was interested in the fact that the MFA program here gives you the ability to teach undergrads.
So we're talking to two people who are taking graduate work at Indiana University in the School of Fine Arts. At the same time, these are people who are also organizers and people who care a little bit about the community that they happen to have adopted and been adopted by. Tell us a little bit about how this project came about, interpreting the square.
Well, it really began, a former student of mine showed me this grant, the Franz Nigg Grant for Artistic Collaboration. And after reading through it, I thought, this would be a really great opportunity to propose some sort of project that could bring together several artists. So Kristen and I started brainstorming and throwing together ideas, and once we came up with a really solid idea, we proposed this grant and waited and received it.
Now, you managed to come up with 30 different artists and creative writers. Tell us a little bit about the spectrum of the artists that are working with you.
Well, we have students in the fine arts program, both master's students and undergrads from IU. We have several faculty members. The head of the fine arts library participated. And then we were also looking for people from the community who weren't necessarily affiliated with IU and who would give us more of a range of age for artists.
Now, the two of you, printmaking and photography, what's the range of the other artists?
We have people who do sculpture, ceramics, painters. We had a sound artist. We had two landscape architects and four creative writers who work in poetry writing. So,
wow.
Pretty big range.
Yeah. How do you feel about it now that you've put it together and it's on display?
It was an interesting experience to really see it all come together, because over the summer when we had meetings and we would talk about the artwork that we were making and bring in samples and working copies, and we didn't really know what to expect until we installed. And that was a surprise, but it was really pleasant to see how it all came together and how different pieces of art almost worked off each other at times.
And that was part of the intent of the project, because just as in downtown, the building owner who's next door to you may do something unexpected and you don't have any control over it, we sort of wanted to replicate that experience with the artists.
We've been talking with Kristen Carlson and Sarah Brooks about the project Interpreting the Square, works of 30 artists and creative writers. It's on display through the month, and that's at the Showers Building, 401 North Morton Street. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.